So as you probably know, next week is Father's Day. So we decided on this Shabbat to celebrate the theme of fathers. But I want to remind you that there are four kinds of fathers. Not like the four sons at the Seder. But first of all, there is one's biological father. And then there is one's spiritual father. And the spiritual father can be a teacher, a mentor. It can be the same person as your biological father, but often he's not. It's the person in your life or the people in your life who serves as a father to you. And then there is yourself. The poet Wordsworth said, "The child is father to the man." In other words, what you were gives birth to what you are. And so you are a self-instructor, and you parent yourself. But then there is Tatenu, which is the Yiddish for our daddy, and it refers to God. Avinu, our father, the father of all of us. And on this day, we celebrate the many ways in which fathers can touch our lives, help us grow, help us change, and we celebrate the father of all, the creator of all. Avinu, Shabbat Shamayim, our father who inhabits all the world, to fathers. Some themes that are powerful in our tradition are sometimes expressed very beautifully in art outside of our tradition. So there are paintings and sculpture and music and songs that express Jewish themes, even though the artist and the origin is not Jewish. And when we decided that we were going to devote a Shabbat Live to fathers, immediately we thought of a song written by a non-Jewish composer that touched many, many hearts. It's about the theme of fathers, but in a powerful and painful way. It's about the way in which the choices we make with our children come back to revisit us when they become parents, sometimes in ways that please us, sometimes in ways that pain us. I want to tell you one quick story about being a father that I told once before and I told last night in Friday Night Live, but you'll see why I tell it again. It's about a father and a son who were walking along and they come to a big rock. And the son says to his father, "Do you think I can move that rock?" And the father says, "You know what? I think if you use all your strength, you can move it." So the son rolls up his sleeves and he pushes against the rock and it doesn't move. And he pushes again and again and again and he tries harder and harder and harder, but it doesn't budge an inch. And he's sweating and frustrated and angry and he goes back to his father and he says, "You were wrong. You told me I could move it and I can't." And his father said, "That's not what I told you. I said, if you use all your strength, you can move it." And he said, "I did." And his father said, "No, you didn't. You didn't use all your strength because you didn't ask me to help you." I want to tell you why I'm telling you that story. Because my father told me that story. Which means that when I tell it, I'm using all my strength. I know how much of what I know doesn't come from me. It comes from my father, from my mother, from my teachers, and all of them are part of all of our strength.
One of the things that you know if you're a parent is that you have no idea what words that you will speak or what actions that you will take will resonate and move through the lives of your children for the rest of their years. I was a little boy when my father told me that story, and I would wager that in later years he didn't remember that he'd ever told it. He told a lot of stories. But in that case, it was just like when the Kutzker Rebbe talked about his teacher. One of the Kutzker Rebbe's disciples said, "Your teacher must have been a great man." And he said, "No, he was actually a very simple man. But he said what he knew, and I heard what I needed." So when you're a parent, sometimes you just say what you know, and your children hear what they need. And that becomes part of your strength. And in some ways, that is the most important thing that the Jewish tradition offers us. After you say the Shema, what does it say right after that? Repeat this to your children. If it's only yours, it doesn't count. And we know in the Jewish tradition, your children are not only your children. You're supposed to extend the same respect to your teacher that you do to your parent, because your teacher is your parent as well. Because your teacher gives you strength, as your parent does. So, Vishinantem Levanecha, and you shall pass this on to those who come after you. That's what Judaism means by Father's Day. How important is it? Well, you know, in our tradition, the Messiah is announced by Eliyahu Hanavi, by Elijah the prophet. And if you think about the times that Elijah is supposed to come, at the end of Yom Kippur, at the Pesach Seder, at a Brit Milah, at the end of Shabbat, those are all times when we either have a chair for Elijah or a cup for Elijah, or we sing Eliyahu Hanavi. But think about those times at the end of Yom Kippur, at the Seder, at the end of Shabbat, at a Brit Milah. You know what they all have in common? They're all family times. All of them. It's when family draws together at the end of Yom Kippur, at a Brit Milah, at the Pesach Seder. It's when we're all together as a family. And the reason that's so important is because we know what will happen when the Mashiach comes. The prophet tells us, "V'heshiv levavot al banim v'levanim al avotav." The hearts of parents will be turned to children and children to parents, but if you want to be literalistic about the meaning, it says fathers to sons and sons to fathers. In other words, when the Mashiach comes, it'll be Father's Day. So for all of us who had fathers of all different kinds throughout our lives, and all of us who became fathers of all different kinds throughout our lives, let's remember that that's the ideal. To turn hearts of parents to children and children to parents. And remember, Avinu Shebashamayim, that God is our Father. So on that day, and maybe even a little bit today, our hearts will be turned upward to the Creator of all. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, the one who is close, the one who loves, the one who gave us life.